Terminally ill woman gets bucket list wish to ride along in cop car. By Catherine Rodriguez on August 28, 2019. A Minnesota woman diagnosed with terminal cancer who spent years taking care of others as a nurse got her bucket list wish to ride along in a police car. Stephanie Anderson's bucket list wish was fulfilled thanks to members of the St. Paul Police Department, who spotted a Facebook post from August 20 when she shared her terminal diagnosis and bucket list wish on the social media platform. "As most of you know, I have a terminal diagnosis of cancer and am working on my bucket list," she wrote. "One of those things I want to do is a ride along with the police department. Anyone out there have any suggestions for going about accomplishing this? I would be very grateful for suggestions." Within 3 hours, Anderson's wish went viral and several police officers reached out to her about potentially setting up a ride-along. "It was a blast," Anderson, who was diagnosed with ovarian cancer 4 years ago, told Fox 9 about her experience riding along in St. Paul police officer Tae Yang's patrol car. "I had a great time." Yang said it was an honor to be a part of Anderson's bucket list. "I feel lucky," Yang told Fox 9. "It's an honor to be chosen to be a part of her bucket list to show her the city, show her the different parts she wants to see. I'm more than happy to take her along." Anderson also met another police officer, Officer Eric Reitz, who organized the ride-along and made himself available to answer any questions she had. "These guys were awesome, answered my questions and didn't even act like they were stupid questions," she posted on Facebook the day after. "I'm very grateful for their patience with me and very much looking forward to seeing them on WED when we go back out." Anderson told Fox 9 that doctors told her recently that tumors in her brain, lungs, and spine have stopped responding to treatment. The doctors told her she had 6 to 12 months to live. "If it wasn't for the cancer, I wouldn't have time to be sitting here doing these things," she told the news outlet. "If it wasn't for the cancer, I wouldn't be able to be at home and helping take care of my grandbabies."